welcome back, 35-19. And again, Rogersville, you know, they're 17-3.
Yeah.
Best team I've seen this year, you know, Hartville. They beat Hartville. Now, Hartville was wounded. They were without their leading scorer, and they were without their head coach. But still, it's a good win. It's a great win.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, it's like when we were talking, you know, Liberty has not faced an opponent that's played us this physical this year.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this style of basketball, like Big 8 conference style,
yeah,
that they're playing right now, that is not the norm for what Liberty is used to.
The only players have it. Carter Pruitt seems to be enjoying it.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, he's like, man, this is more like it. All right, here we go. Third quarter's underway. Wildcats will get the ball to start the second half. Stuart McDonald, they get it to Metz. Metz finds Branham. He'll drive in, and we got a whistle. Hey, he actually dishes it off to Lawrence. Rudy Rutledge
picks up his third.
Yep. Ross Lawrence goes to the line. His dad's right up here beside us. Makes the first one. Tomorrow night, we're at home with Houston. Second free throw's no good. Pendergraph gets the rebound. Terrell Gaines down the floor. Now, see, they've switched up what they're doing to Terrell right here. Something a little different. Pendergraph catches. They're going to double-team Gaines in the backcourt. Force him to give it up. Oh, Brody catches, tries to get it to Pruitt, has it knocked away, kicks it out. Here's a 3-foot up by Gaines, and now here's a fast break by the Wildcat, and two more. Ross Lawrence rolls it in, 38-19. Gaines to Pendergraph. Pendergraph feeds it to Reese. Reese right back to Pendergraph. Pendergraph says, I don't want it, you take it. Now, Reese tries to get it to Pruitt, but it's taken away by Metz. Out top, Lawrence spins it around to Branham for three, and it's good. He's got 13 now in the game, 41-19. Liberty yet to score here in the third. Pendergraph to Reese. He's fouled. And that's going to be on Lawrence. That'll be his second. Liberty basketball, team foul number one.
That's
Lawrence's third. Okay, not his second. Liberty brings it in. Gaines out top. He's being guarded now by Chase Branham. And there's, again, he gets a double team. It's almost a triangle in one, but a nice entry pass to Brody Rutledge, who gets the bucket again. If they're going to triangle in one on him, somebody's open. There's a feed inside. Lawrence gets it, pulls it back out, and they get it to Branham. He shoots another three. Back-to-back three. The freshman now with 16 points. 44-21. Wildcats. Pendergraph. Pull-up eight-footer is no good. Lawrence with the rebound. This looks like just a little scrimmage for Rogersville right now.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of what it's looking like. Out top, Lawrence gets it to Branham. Branham inside, and the short jump shot's good for Russ Lawrence. See, and that's a sign of a good team. I mean, look at it. They can all score. They all know how to get open. Oh, Matt tips it in. It was going to be a turnover, but Lawrence saved it, or actually it was McDonald saved it behind his back. Oh, no, it went into Liberty's goal.
Yeah, it went into Liberty's
goal.
Oh,
yeah. Who would you credit that point to for Liberty? I'm going to give it to Brody.
It's supposed to go to the closest player.
Yeah, that's what Brody was under there.
So,
49-23, timeout on the floor with 4:52 to go. We'll take a 60-second break and come right back. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox. Welcome back, and Eagles get the basketball. They trail the Wildcats 49-23. Gavin Reese drives. The floater's good. Good job, Gavin. Gavin wasn't going to be denied. I think that's what Liberty's going to have to do. They're going to have to get in there and bang. They want to score. Here's a three from the corner. Off the mark, no good. Rebound, Wildcats. Tosses it out. Pitiford for three. It hits the top of the backboard. It'll be Liberty basketball. I mean, I think, you know, Pruitt, Pendergraft, Reese, they're going to have to really attack it.
Yeah, you got to start attacking, make the defense collapse, and adjust to get some open looks here.
Reese to Pendergraft. Pendergraft rolls it right back to Reese. He's out top, gives it back to Pendergraft at the left wing. And they'll just yo-yo it back and forth. In the corner to Rutledge. Rutledge will give it up to Gaines. Just under 4 minutes to go. Gaines, again, in traffic. There's three players, turns it over. And at the other end, a quick layup for number 22, Jason Pitiford. He's got 8 points in the game. 51-25, Logan Rogersville Wildcats. Reese. Looks, they're trying to post gangs up on the 6'6 Mets. Why not, you know? Off to Pendergraft at the wing. Pendergraft back to Reese. Liberty's, this is the best defensive team I think I've seen this
year. Yes, I'll agree.
There's another Liberty turnover. That's 10 now. And here come the Wildcats. And they almost turn it over. They gather it up. Going to shoot the three, no good. Carter Pruitt gets the rebound, and we'll get it to Gavin Reese. Reese to Terrell Gaines. Gaines in traffic, goes up.
Oh, they called it on the floor.
Yep, they did. It fell through. He made the bucket, but they called it on the floor. And the foul is on Stuart McDonald, his third. So, I believe Lawrence comes out. Back in is Marshall. Liberty. Also, they bring in Alex Toon. Toon catches, gives it to Gaines. Gaines gets a double team. Throws it over to Toon. Now to Pendergraft. Pendergraft. Out top to Gaines for three. No good. Air ball. And you can just see that the defense is really frustrated.
Yeah.
Terrell Gaines. He's got 6 points. Kid's averaging close to 30 a night. He has not scored in the third. Sometimes you got it, sometimes you don't. Branham for the Wildcats. Tosses it to Metz. Metz gives it right back. Now they'll work it to Smith. Smith goes into the corner. And we got a foul, and shooting two will be number 12, Bryce Marshall. They handle the ball well, Rogersville. They're very unselfish. They look for the extra pass. First free throw's no good.
They crash the boards.
Yep, and they got size. Metz is would help anybody. Second one is good.
Yeah, he's a load.
Yeah, and he's really not tried to score, I mean, here in the second half. Tipped ball, but it's brought down by Toon. Toon to Gaines in the corner. Brody Rutledge for three. Hits the rim and will be run down by Rutledge. Rutledge gets it to Gaines.
Pass.
Gaines makes a great pass to Pendergraft. 52-27, Rogersville. Pitiford gets it off to the freshman, Branham. He's got 16 down to 1:20 to go in the third, 52-27. Wildcats are looking to get it into Mets. He's telling from the post where to throw the ball to. Here's a three from the corner. Good for Dane Smith. That's all he does is shoot threes. He's had one each quarter.
Yep.
Gaines to Pendergraft. Pendergraft's going to get hit with the walk. Nope, they're going to call a blocking foul.
Four on that or three?
I'd have it as a third.
Third.
So 25 is Ray, Cameron Ray. Three put up, no good. And the rebound is taken by the Wildcat. Cameron Ray into the ball game. Out top now, bringing it to the top of the key is Marshall in the corner. They'll bring it back to Pettiford. And now we got a foul. Carter Pruitt will pick up his, I happen to be his second. Nope, that's his third. Gavin Reese on the bottom row. Also out on the floor is Rutledge, playing that, guarding that post position. Out top on the ball is Gaines against Branham. Here's a three from the wing. Up, no good. Tipped, control. At the buzzer, shot's no good. So after three, Rogersville 55. Liberty 27. 8 more minutes of this, and it's coming up in 60 seconds. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox. And welcome back. 55-27. Logan Rogersville. Liberty with the ball to start the third. Gaines catches. Gets it to Reese. Reese works close to the goal, and he's going to be fouled.
Is that Mets again?
22.
Nope.
12.
12.
Bryce Marshall. That's his third. Liberty basketball on the baseline. Gavin Reese will be the trigger man and gets it to Rutledge. Rutledge to Toon. Off to Gaines. Gaines goes in with the scoop shot. No good. Long pass down the floor for the Wildcats. Branham bounces into the wing and jump ball. Good job. There is Gaines got tied up with Bryce Marshall, but jump ball possession will stay with the Wildcats.
It's been a well officiated game. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, you can't blame them for anything that's going on here tonight.
There's a three put up by the Wildcats. No good. Carter Pruitt with the rebound. Outlet. Gavin Reese. Reese feeds it to Gaines. Gaines goes up. Can't get it to fall. Wanted a foul. You're not going to get it. Terrell's frustrated. He's got just 6 points.
Mm-hmm.
Out top. Reese guarding Branham. Into the corner. Here's a three. Count it for Dane Smith. He's had one each quarter.
Yep.
What'd you do? Well, I scored 12 points. Made one shot a quarter.
Just shot four shots,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, that's it. And Rogers almost gets the takeaway. It'll stay with Liberty. 6:41 to go. 58-27. Turbo clock should be on. Up by 30, right?
Yep.
Well, we got a little ways yet. There's a drive, shot up, no good. And Branham gets the rebound and gets it right back out top. High post to Metz. Metz gives it back to him from the elbow. Boom. I tell kids all the time, If you can master the 10 and 12 foot jump shot, you'll be a star.
Yep. And he's knocked them down all night.
Here's a 3 by Toon, off the mark, no good. And the rebound is taken by Bryce Marshall. 60-27, Wildcats. Mets will hold at the volleyball line. Now he gives it to Smith. Dane Smith back to Mets. Mets now from the elbow. That's no good. Rebound, but a foul. That's going to be on Rogersville. 22. Jace Pitiford.
First.
Yep. And now Rogersville empties the bench. Again, it's the mercy clock is on. As the Wildcats are up by 33. Gavin Reese gets it to Terrell Gaines. Gaines backs up to the timeline. Just under 5 minutes to go. Gaines looks for a drive. Nowhere to go. Boy, they do. They get to their spot defensively really good.
They are very, very fast. A very fast team.
And that's going to be a turnover on Gaines. He has no room to work.
Nope. They are really pressing the issue when he's got the ball in his hands.
And he's going so hard, he's not able to see, you know, and they're so tall.
Yeah.
You can't throw it over. Rogersville, they're spreading the floor here. They're wanting to shoot some layups. Marcus Moore into the ball game. He's 6'5". Lawrence. And loose ball tipped out of bounds by Cole Matthews. So it will stay with the Wildcats. Tipped ball again out of bounds. It stays with the Wildcats. 3:45 to go. The clock continues to run. Out top with defense is Toon. Back off to McDonald. McDonald goes into the corner to Lawrence. Lawrence drives the baseline and gets two more. He's got 7 points. 62-27. Liberty has not scored in the fourth. Gaines in the corner to Toon. Out top to Pruitt. Pruitt to Reese for three. Off the mark, no good. Out of bounds. Wildcat basketball. 3 minutes to go. And let's see. Bo Watts comes in.
21 and 20.
And Ben Roach and Ben Rashear in for the Wildcats. High post. Into the corner. Here's a three. Hits the top of the backboard. It'll be Liberty basketball. So now Liberty's going to empty their bench. Clock continues to tick. So JV's going to get another quarter of a quarter. And Liberty will lick their wounds on their way back to Mountain View Birch Tree and get ready for the Houston Tigers tomorrow night at the Nest. They try to go inside. It's another turnover. Wildcats with just under 2 minutes to go. The Rogersville JV won 57-24. That's kind of how the varsity game went. Turnover by the Wildcats. That's just their fourth in the game. Won a quarter, I think a coach would be happy with that.
Yeah. It's not much to complain about us on the Rogersville side tonight.
No. Liberty turns it over, goes through the hands of Wells. And at the other end, the layup is good for 24. Liberty puts a shot up, no good. Rebound, Wildcats. It's tipped out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Wildcats. 60 seconds to go, 64-27. Terrell Gaines did not score in the second half. Two field goals, all he had. That came in the second quarter. Nobody in double digits for Liberty scoring tonight. Leading scorer is going to be Carter Pruitt with 7. Brody Rutledge.
We haven't scored a point in the fourth.
No, we have not. We have not. This is just one of those games you just got to get on the bus and say, well, tomorrow's a new day. Yes. Totally, totally outclassed here, folks.
This Rogersville team's probably the best team that we've faced this year.
Oh, yeah.
In all aspects. And I'm not just talking about scoreboard. I'm talking about rebounding, shooting,
the entire game.
You know,
yeah.
Every aspect. Yep. So, here's how it goes, because we're going to wrap this up pretty quick. Going through the scoring, the freshman Chase Branham had 17. He led all scores. Dane Smith, all he did was he shot it 4 times and made 4 threes. He finishes with 12. He had a 3 a quarter. Ross Lawrence had 7 points. Bryce Marshall with 3. Jace Pitiford had 10. And Scott Metz, 13. For Liberty, Terrell Gaines had 6, Alex Toon with 3, Gavin Reese, 3, Adrian Pendergraft had 3, Carter Pruitt, 7, Brody Rutledge had 4, and well, he had 2, but he gets credit for 2 because Scott Met tipped it in the wrong goal. But so that's kind of how that shapes up. Liberty turned it over 15 times. Rogersville turned it over 4 times. Liberty falls to 14-8. And Rogersville improves to 18-3. Again, Liberty falls to Logan Rogersville, 64-27. For Nate back at the studio, Tyler to my left, I'm Gary Lee saying God bless, good night. See you tomorrow night for SCA basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9 is brought to you by Able Insurance, Mountain View Auto Parts, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains, Southwest Baptist University Mountain View, USA Mortgage of Mountain View, Justin Shelby State Farm of West Plains in Houston, The Anchor Convenience Store, Greg's Body Shop, Hometown Insurance, Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Dave's Auto Service, Bailey Chevrolet in Willow Springs, Casey's Tree Service, Ozark Trading Post, Shelter Insurance Agent Andrea McNew, Simmons First Bank, and Monty's Outdoors. Select video live stream games brought to you by Missouri Home Realty, St. Francis Hospital, Mountain View Lumber Company, and Able Insurance.